sign says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Welcome to the show, folks. Here we are on Tuesday, January 24th, 2023. I'm James Kelso, and this is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show with you for an hour, as we are every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 Eastern Time. And the show is always live, and you're always welcome to add your thoughts at this phone number down deep in the heart of Texas at 512-248-8252, and that call will be relayed up to me directly due north. I mean, just like as the crow flies, straight north of Round Rock, Texas, is little old me up in Grand Forks, North Dakota, and you and I can converse via that network, through the Republic Broadcasting Network. And let's see, I think we've got the preliminaries out of the way there. And I want to start the show with a bit of humor that's pretty good. Now, somebody, I should have brought the book upstairs with me. It's Lies My Government Told Me, by Robert Malone, Dr. Robert Malone. Oh, what a genius. What a gutsy guy. Robert Malone. That's somebody you want to add to your pantheon of personal heroes. And the inventor of the messenger ribonucleic acid technology, not intended to be used as it was for the COVID clot shot. Nevertheless, it was the genius of Robert Malone that brought the technology into existence. And sadly, Robert Malone trusted his government, trusted the medical establishment, at least trusted them enough to roll up his sleeve and get the clot shot himself. He's very sorry that that happened, but he wants to. He knows it's a clot shot now, and he's urgently telling people around the world in books like Lies My Government Told Me, and on his website and messaging. And you're about to hear him again in a moment in a video. What a gutsy guy. How often do you run into somebody like that who realizes that he got screwed and makes amends for having done the wrong thing, for having, well, been victimized by the wrong thing, which is the clot shot? So here he is. Now, and he's talking to a lot of us. Think about it. I think estimates I've read are that 2/3 of us, meaning all Americans, got the clot shot, either one clot shot or the two clot shot version, and then sadly some people with up to four boosters. Oh really, I don't want to laugh, it's so sad. Apparently each additional shot further compromises your immune system, so that by the end of a double shot plus four boosters subsequently, you may not have much of a immune system at all. And that jibes with what we have observed, just anecdotally, all of us, is that people that have received a bunch of these shots, at least my subjective feeling, is they're getting sick a lot, more than they got sick prior. Now, what we await, of course, is there will be hard data. There will be objective data, not anecdotal personal observation, which will demonstrate, as, for instance, one of the latest statistics coming out and studies built on those statistics are the outcomes for pregnant women who gotten the clot shot. And apparently there are horrid consequences for their pregnancies, horrid consequences for themselves and their babies. And so markedly that fertility rates and live births are declining all around the world, mysteriously. Apparently, it's not that deep a mystery. And if it proceeds in this way, that we get hard data from the good guys like Robert Malone, who are more brilliant than their foes in the medical establishment. These guys are smarter. That's kind of goes with the territory. The ones who are complying, who are bending over, who are taking the shot, taking it in the rear, they're not very smart. I mean, it just follows, does it not? And those who are saying, hell no, you're not doing this to me. These are smarter, they're braver people. They're also smarter people. So they are going to come up with good statistics, good analysis, and it will be a proven case against the clot shot coming up. And this is now, we just on the basis purely of intuition, but well, maybe a little bit of smarts and a little bit of guts, huh? We've been saying this from the beginning on this show. And you could take all of our academic credentials and certifications and you could record them all on the end of a match head. We just have native guts and brains. So a little bit of reading now and then. So let's listen to this. This is a real gem. Let me find it for you. Where is the video? I will find it for you. It is, where did I put it? Oh, here it is. Okay. And I'll read you a little bit of intro to this so you understand, give you the context here. You're hearing a rap song in a rap style, and it's all done in mockery. So this is not, don't worry, you're not listening to rap music. And the headline, I'm reading this over at lifesitenews.com. Dr. Robert Malone makes cameo in viral anti-woke rap music video. And there are a bunch of people with whom you're familiar who are in this video. I was looking at the faces and going, oh, I've seen that guy. And then I've seen that guy. These are people you've seen in your news stories of people resisting, fighting back against the clot shot. But most famous of them all, by far, Dr. Robert Malone. And the video takes place in a classroom, like a high school classroom. And the teacher, who's the one singing, jumps up on her. It's actually a guy, but he's in a dress with fake boobs and a blue hairpiece and outrageous red lipstick all over his mouth. He's the rapper, so you're hearing him singing to his her class and sitting in the class. The latest student to come in is Dr. Malone, and he's greeted into the class, and he takes a seat. And you can't see the visual humor. There's plenty of it. Maybe we'll try to describe it. But here's the rap video, and it's 4 minutes long. You're going to love it.
So it's different, as you know, that with equity comes class. Please welcome the new student, Robert.
Welcome, Robert.
Thanks for the warm welcome, Teach. It's lit, no cap.
Take a seat.
Life is different.
Welcome.
Each and every one of the biggest
problems. Wow.
Send the mothers back to work. Let the school system parent your children right from the birth. Make them male, feed them pills. Confuse them about what's real. Tell them facts don't really matter. It's all about how you feel. Science and math erases. History, let's erase it. Indoctrinate a whole generation. You can't escape it. It's bigger than American politics. You're an accomplice. White people, racists, and bigots, and you're a colonist. If you are free, then we'll encourage to do the opposite. It's toxic masculinity. If a man is too confident, excuse me, what's a woman? Well, I am not a biologist. Common sense is really not common when you're a communist. Parents that care about their kids, let's call them terrorists. It's cool to be a feminist and an environmentalist. And if you love the country, that makes you a white supremacist. Don't even try defending it, cause what you say is irrelevant. Put your hands up, everybody stand up. The whole world going mad, bruh. 2 + 2 = 5. You a racist if you don't think that adds up.
Now, he interrupting the singing, the principal of the school is spying on the teacher, who's the one you just heard singing. And it's going by pretty quickly, so you must have sharp ears if you're catching all of it. Like, common sense is not common if you're a communist. Really good lyrics. Anyway, the principal is spying on the teacher to make sure that he is being woke enough. So he's looking through a potted plant, here, and here he comes. And the principal, by the way, you remember the guy who tried to keep his gym open against the COVID tyrants? And that they closed his gym and, you know, arrested him and, you know, locked his gym up and so on. That's the principle here. Here he comes.
Better not be in here telling these children that men can't get pregnant.
You better not be in here telling these children men can't get pregnant.
Of course not, Mr. Smith.
And did you tell all the white children that they are racist?
And colonizers and bigots, yes.
Very good.
Come on, put your hands up, everybody stand up. The whole world going mad, bro. 2 + 2 = 5.
2 + 2 = 5. Of course, that's the formulation from George Orwell's brilliant 1984. If when they can get you to believe, not just to say that 2 + 2 = 5, but to actually believe it, then that they have achieved the final victory. Of course, getting you to just say it and not believe it, that's on the way to the final victory, but they got to break you so that you actually believe the bullshit. That's the ultimate result. There was a, if you don't believe it adds up, they focused in on a poster, a blue and yellow poster on the wall. I stand with Ukraine. We'll talk more about Ukraine.
If you do, then abort them. If your neighbors don't comply with the government, then report them.
If the neighbors don't comply with them, with it, then report them.
Independent thoughts and just ignore them. Communism's the way, democracy is too boring. Bring your kids to a drag show. Give them a couple dollars to put right up in their asshole. Don't worry about the Epstein flight logs. The case is closed, so don't even go and ask, bro. Trust the WA show and CDC. None of our politicians work for the CCP. White kids are born racist if you miss.
Did you hear that? I'll play the whole thing again. I know I'm spoiling it here by cutting into it, but she said, he said, the WHO and the CDC, they all work for the CCP, Chinese Communist Party. This is such good writing.
Agree, that makes you a damn racist. Study CRT. In today's lesson, men can get pregnant. Put your hands down, no more questions. Don't say pedophile, just say ALA. Adults that like adolescents. Go and put your hands up, everybody stand up. The whole world going mad, bruh. 2 + 2 = 5. You a racist if you don't think that adds up. Go and put your hands up, everybody stand up. The whole world going mad, bruh. 2 + 2 = 5. You a homophobe if you don't think that adds up.
You a homophobe if you don't think it adds up. Now, you know, this video, I hope you're going to see it on your, I hope it goes so viral that it'll appear everywhere and it'll become omnipresent and it'll just be soaking the airwaves. I don't know. You know, we're popularizing it a little bit here. I'll read you the write-up that accompanies the video.
He wants to drive the whole world crazy, brainwash kids from the top. They're babies, we want you dependent and lazy. They never learn honestly and amazing.
Go and put your hands up, everybody stand up. The whole world going mad, bruh. 2 + 2 = 5. You a racist if you don't think that adds up. Go and put your hands up, everybody stand up. The whole world going mad, bruh. 2 + 2 = 5. You a homophobe if you don't think that adds up.
We want to travel home with empty brainwash kids from the top. They're babies, we want you dependent and lazy. They never learn honestly, it amazes me.
I should be writing quickly. I'm just enjoying it too much, but I hope you can understand the lyrics. You know, we want you to be lazy. We want to control your kids from the time they're babies. And now they're doing the credits on the show here. Dr. Robert Malone. J.P. Sears. I recognize his face. He apparently is a big YouTuber, J.P. Sears, and a guy named, I think, Harvey Morenstein. Ian Smith is the gym owner.
What's up, y'all? Thank you for watching my brand new music video, 2 + 2 = 5. If you can, check out the description box below. Click that link and grab yourself a t-shirt. Common sense is in common when you're a communist. I appreciate y'all.
Okay. Anyway, and then giving the credits here. And of course, that was a white guy that was speaking in a rap mode there. I'll just roll this back because it's so good. And, you know, this is devastating. This is something we, let's see, what did I do here? What did I just do? Okay, I'm okay. The satire. Making fun of the left is devastatingly effective. It's something we need to do more of. And to Alexander Solzhenitsyn, well, we'll talk about Solzhenitsyn right after this break.
Manners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Congress is planning to give the Pentagon a raise I'm Peter Serafine with this week's Liberty Minute and a reminder to use code LIGHTHOUSE at ZStackLife.com to supercharge your immune system this cold and flu season. I am all for the United States having the largest, most expensive military on the planet, but the Pentagon has failed their financial audits 5 years in a row. In the most recent audit, the U.S. military cannot account for over $2 trillion in assets. Maybe the military needs to spend less time trying to understand white rage and trying to force an experimental vaccine on the healthiest people around and start focusing on protecting our nation and her assets. $2 trillion in lost assets is worth investigating. People need to be fired. I say no more budget increases until the Department of Defense fixes their accounting. If you and I failed 5 consecutive audits, we'd be in federal prison. Just like the rest of government, the Pentagon needs to remember that money and those assets belong to we the people. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be, any man can be a fool.
We're back, folks.
A man is hard to be.
And I got some good news during the break here. I'll fill out my thought about Solzhenitsyn in just a moment. But I looked this up. I just found this roaming the internet through Patriot sites. And I thought, well, it's never going to get on YouTube. It's never going to have a clean shot at going viral. And remember, getting on YouTube doesn't mean you have a clean shot, because they might be, whatever the terminology is, shadow banning you, or in some way putting a gate on your traffic, choking off the traffic. So even though you are on YouTube, maybe when people search, the search comes up empty. But I searched. I didn't even know the actual title of the video, but 2 + 2 = 5, written out mathematically. I put that in as my search, and bingo. There it is, at the top of my search. Amazing. The way it used to be in the good old days when the internet actually was neutral. Anyway, it's got, on YouTube, it has 451,000 views, or so they say. Again, see, everything they say, everything they tell you is, it's coming from these lefties, so is it more than 451,000 views? might be. Anyway, here it is. I'm going to play the YouTube version of it, which is, I assume, is going to be the same. The timing is the same. And it's, so if you want to search it up on YouTube, just punch in two, then mathematical symbols, all of this, 2 + 2 = 5. And you get this video. So 500,000 people have seen it already. It went up, premiered on January 4th. So here it is. I'll play it one time. I'm going to play the whole thing through for you. My point about Solzhenitsyn, Solzhenitsyn pointed out in Gulag Archipelago that you know you've beaten the enemy. This is what Donald Trump Jr. was saying last night when we were listening to him. He said, you know, I think we're winning. Now, as bad as it is, you think, I'm winning. I mean, we're getting the stuffing beaten out of us. He said, no, he said, the enemy is on the run because we're, the truth is appearing. However bad it is, I mean, look at our border. It's just non-existent. So that looks like defeat. But our point, the argument we're making is winning. And the Solzhenitsyn made the point, you know you've beaten the enemy. Now, he was speaking as somebody in a gulag. How far down can you go than being in a gulag? That's utter defeat, right? And Solzhenitsyn said, no, it's not. If you're able to laugh at your jailer, if you're able to laugh at the tyrants imprisoning you, you have won. And your victory is assured. So, and he said that point was reached in the Gulag Archipelago. There a time came when the Zeks, that is the inmates, that's us, folks, that's you, you're a Zek, Z-E-K. There was a point at which the Zeks routinely mocked and laughed at the cruel tyrants that lorded it over their Gulag Archipelago prison camps. And when he said when we saw that we were able to laugh at these people, we knew we're going to beat their asses. Okay, so here it is. This is now, I'll play the YouTube version, and I won't interrupt it with my commentary. Clock clicking on the wall there.
Oh, it's different, as you know, that with equity comes... Class, please welcome the new student, Robert.
Welcome, Robert.
Thanks for the warm welcome, Teach. It's lit, no cap.
Take a seat.
Welcome. Thank
you. Using his hand sanitizer.
Send the mothers back to work, let the school system parent your children right from the birth, make them ill, feed them pills, confuse them about what's real, tell them facts don't really matter, it's all about how you feel, science and math erases, history let's erase it, indoctrinate a whole generation, you can't escape it, it's bigger than American politics, you're an accomplice, white people racist and bigots and you're a colonist, if you want freedom, we'll encourage to do the opposite, it's toxic masculinity, if a man is too confident, excuse me, what's a woman, well I am not a biologist, common sense is really not common when you're a communist, parents that care about their kids, let's call them terrorists, it's cool to be a feminist and an environmentalist, and if you love the country, that makes you a white supremacist. Don't even try to fit in it, cause what you say is irrelevant. Put your hands up, everybody stand up. The whole world going mad, bruh. 2 + 2 = 5. You a racist if you don't think that adds up.
We'll take a little break right here, and we'll come right back where we left off.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my name.
Hey, we're back, and within the video you were just listening to, we're going to resume that video. The maker of the video, the rapper, who's dressed in a dress, he's in a dress with fake boobs and blue hair wig and outrageous lipstick all over his face, and you know he's got a big poster behind him. You know, I'm with Ukraine or something. I support Ukraine, and all kinds of political slogans. And it's a re-education. It's not a high school class exactly. It's a re-education class, which is, I guess, what many high school classes are now, is re-education classes. So here he goes. And right now the principal is spying through a potted plant to see whether the re-education teacher, the one with the fake boobs, is woke enough.
Better not be in here telling these children that men can't get pregnant.
Of course not, Mr. Smith.
And did you tell all the white children that they are racist?
And colonizers and bigots, yes.
Very good.
Go and put your hands up, everybody stand up. The whole world going mad, bruh. 2 plus 2 equals 5. You a homophobe if you don't think that adds up. Don't have children. If you do, then abort them. If your neighbors don't comply with the government, then report them. If you have independent thoughts, then just ignore them. Communism's the way, democracy is too boring. Bring your kids to a drag show. Give them a couple dollars to put right up in their asshole. Don't worry about the Epstein flight logs. The case is closed, so don't even go and ask, bro. Trust the WHO and CDC. None of our politicians work for the CCP. White kids are born racist. If you disagree, that makes you a damn racist. Study CRT. In today's lesson, men can get pregnant. Put your hands down. No more questions. Don't say pedophile. Just say ALA. Adults that like adolescents. Go and put your hands up. Everybody stand up. The whole world going mad, bro. 2 + 2 = 5. You a racist if you don't think that adds up. Go and put your hands up. Everybody stand up. The whole world going mad, bro. 2 + 2 = 5. You a homophobe if you don't think that adds up.
We want to drive the whole world crazy. Brainwash kids from the time they're babies. We want you dependent and lazy.
We want you dependent and lazy. Now, I lied. I just interrupted the video because it's just, I gotta say it. You must watch this video. Just look up 2 + 2 = 5. And it's, we've got to make it go viral with millions upon millions of views. The thing that was just cracking me up is watching this true hero, Dr. Robert Malone, who is, you know, he's a research scientist and a doctor, and he's not, I'm sure rap music is not on his turntable at home. he's bobbing and weaving, his head's going up and down. We want you, you know, to be something ignorant and lazy. And he's, you know, waving his hands in rhythm with all the other people. He's so perfect. It's so, the guy is so funny.
Go and put your hands up, everybody stand up. The whole world going mad, bro. 2 + 2 = 5. You a racist if you don't think that adds up. Go and put your hands up, everybody stand up. The whole world going mad, bro. 2 + 2 = 5. You a homophobe if you don't think that adds up.
And lazy. And then they go for their credits. There you go. That's my final playing of this tremendous video. And the lyrics are beautifully written. And somehow they must have flown these people, like Dr. Malone and this J.P. Sears, the video tuber and so on. They must have flown them to, obviously they're all in a room together, to make this very high production value video. And, you know, they've got a song and the whole thing. It's beautifully done. I've got Malone's book here in front of me. Let me take a call. Dr. Kelly in Northern California. Dr. Kelly, are you there?
Yeah, Kelso, long time no here. I've really missed you. And I received a letter that I mailed to you, got returned to me. And so just remember to give your fans your P.O. box so okay. They can keep with you. And Dr. Malone has a paper. I don't know if he published the paper. There's some really cool correlation with what our medical examiners are finding, the good ones across the country that are honest. And it's also correlating with some work that was done in South America. And I'm really looking forward to a presentation that's going to come out next month, and I'll get back in touch with you. So, dude, when I call you, take my calls because I got scoops. And okay. Let's see what else is. Oh, dude, Jeff Clark has a new movie out. I don't know the title yet, but that's The Mavericks Surfer.
Okay.
And the L.A. County, L.A. City Council is going to prison on a whole bunch of indictments and bribery, and some other L.A. County Board of Supervisor just got out of prison or jail. So things are looking good, even though we got Greasy Groozy Newsy as the governor. And really good stuff is happening next door in Nevada with Lombardo. I heard something on Reno Gazette Journal. I think he's going to dump the gas tax and really take care of his people.
Very good. Well, thank you. Good to hear from you. And I'll investigate how your mail got turned back on the P.O. box, and I'll fix that, whatever happened there.
Right on. Yeah, just make sure that your fans and listeners have your, P.O. box and your zip code so they can get in touch with you. And thank you so much.
Was that mail that got returned the one that you sent with $10,000 in large bills?
Yeah.
It was a different one? It was
the
a different
tin foil and the whole, everything came back intact.
I appreciate it. And
I hate when that happens, No, it's actually, that has happened. I sent someone $100 and they had moved. I was like, thanks for no forwarding address. I'll have a steak for you. Oh, dude, I just finished the extended version of...
Pretty good. Yes, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Oh, yeah. How are you feeling tonight? Good, bad, or ugly?
Yeah. Well, the this video. Now, could you understand any of the audio in that song? Some of those brilliant
absolutely.
Lyrics.
Absolutely. I've got a cool old school speakerphone. The art of the deal here up on the desk, and the sound quality was excellent.
Okay, very good. The and I I'll tell you what. Now speaking, it said. If you don't think men can get pregnant, you're a homophobe or something. Speaking of homophobes, I last night cast aspersions on South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham.
Oh my God, dude, Lightfoot Lindsey, that guy is so light in his
very
loafers.
Very light in the loafers. And
how was he doing in Ukraine interfering with the Logan Act and other things?
He topped himself since we talked about Lightfoot Lindsey yesterday. He topped himself. He's drumming. He's going into the Ukraine with left wing Democrats, saying we're with you. We're going to stand here with you. We'll back you up. Lightfoot Lindsey.
Left wing loafers.
He's not going to step out of his loafers and put on some combat boots and go up to the front line. No. That's not Lindsey. But you are. You get to do that.
Yeah, I'm in steel-toed boots, baby. Who's your auntie now?
Yeah, you get to go up to front lines and you get to get slaughtered. He topped himself because he branched off. He just keeps coming up with whoppers. His latest one was that he was on TV saying he was asked about the stolen top secret information documents stolen by Vice President Joe Biden.
Senator Biden, hanging out in Chinatown.
Sticking all over, on the floor of his garage behind his Corvette, where his
and the bird cage and the cat box and the bunny cage,
his whoremongering coke addicted son is hot rotting around in the Corvette, and then sharing these documents. This is the latest one. He's sharing it. He's emailing top secret information, the full text, emailing it to his corrupt buddy, who is, I think, a cousin or nephew of what's-his-face.
It's a good thing they can't read. Remember, they didn't learn read and write and arithmetic either, so they can't even read.
But here's how Lindsey Graham topped himself. He said, I don't think there's anything sinister. He said, in those Biden files, I don't think there's anything sinister. I've known Joe Biden for years, and he's, you know, he's a good man. So listen, this is not a Republican. Lindsey Graham is your classic rhino.
Biden, yes, sir.
he is a person who realized that in South Carolina, which is a very conservative state, if you want to be a U.S. senator, if you want power, you need to run as a Republican. So that's the common denominator of these rhinos, is that they're registered as Republicans in order to what? To get into power, like Liz Cheney, get power. If you want to be a congressman in Wyoming, you better run as a Republican. So
I'll tell you, Kelso, anyway. Any man could shut them down in a heartbeat. All these attorneys like Kamala, Devi Harris, and Robert Swan Mueller.
Here comes the
fun
moment.
They're not qualified to occupy an office, and they create a vacancy in an office of the public trust.
Yes. Now, hang on. Here's the fun that's coming up Saturday. There will be a tremendous Trump rally in South Carolina at the state capitol. And as I recall, the capital, state capitol in South Carolina is in Columbia. So he'll be in the state capitol having a Trump rally. But Lindsey Graham, we're told, will be there. And what I'm hoping is that if he gets in, of course, he'll get introduced. I'm hoping that there'll be enough of us just regular patriots in the audience that Lindsey Graham will get booed. I want that to happen so badly. If Lindsey Graham can get booed in the state capitol in South Carolina, this would be a wonderful dent in the Lindsey Graham facade.
You know, so what I need also is a Marine bullhorn. You know, my P.O. Box people, send me a little tiny Marine bullhorn, and me and Kelso will go out surfing, and we'll gather up a bunch of surfers, and we'll boo on the bullhorn at the Capitol.
Okay, bullhorn, but if just people, you know, it's funny, those of you who have done it, tried it, you know it works. If, you know, in any audience, it doesn't matter how big it is, actually, as one person, you can shout out a comment. Just find a quiet moment, you know, whether
that's
it's just,
right.
And just shout out a comment, like, you know, just yell out liar. And it resonates through the whole crowd. You don't need a bullhorn to do it. So I'm hoping there's somebody, well, it's like, you know, the little boy who, you know, said, hey, the emperor has no clothes. If you shout out something, the whole crowd hears it. And so I'm hoping that Lindsey Graham, Lindsey, I'm talking to you now, Lindsey.
Yeah,
I want you to be.
Lindsey.
Pay attention. I want you to be losing sleep until Saturday, if you're planning on showing up. I want you to be losing sleep over the possibility that any moment that you're at the podium, somebody out there is going to yell at you some comment like liar, and then a number of people will join in boos. You, Lindsey Graham, and the
to make up nicknames. Lindsey Slam. Yeah. You know, you guys got plenty of time to come up with some good cheer.
Right,
I'm counting.
But
on
just
you,
something like liar, or you know, just some
Lindsey liar, pants on fire.
yeah. Anyway, well, thank you, Dr. Kelly, for calling in, and
thank you so much again, Kelso, for your decades of dedication and good work, and being able to knock out the trolls when they come your way, when people try to heckle you.
I love it.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Kelly. So long.
Right.
All right. So I have here sitting in my hot little hand, Dr. Robert Malone's book, Lies My Government Told Me. And then the subtitle is, and I like this, Dr. Malone is an optimistic. He's a true blue American, a true red-blooded American, he says, and the better future coming. The book is sponsored by Children's Health Defense, which I believe is the Robert Kennedy Jr. great organization, who is one of the gutsiest guys exposing the scamdemic and the bioweapon vaccine. And, forward, I guess I've already read this, in fact. The forward is by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And on the back, people, now Robert Kennedy Jr., by the way, said of a recent Tucker Carlson broadcast, he said, this is the gutsiest broadcast anybody has done in our times. And to what was he referring? Robert Kennedy was referring to, now it's more than one show, where Tucker Carlson has said, in so many words, he has said, the CIA murdered John F. Kennedy, President John F. Kennedy. Wow. That is a very ballsy thing to say. And the best of the free life is yet to come. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Observation I've been wanting to make on this microphone, and that is how smart our Patriot audience is. And I'm going to illustrate that by the comments. There are 4,000 comments. In 2 weeks, it's been up on YouTube. I mean, Do You Believe in Miracles? It's up on YouTube. 4,000 comments, and they're so smart. These people get it. Look, listen to this. I can just read at random. I'm sorry, but this is awesome. Not very inclusive of communists, though, which makes me love it even more. Dr. Malone is the most amazing one. He went from totally reserved and skeptical of the conspiracy to fully aware of the cabal. May God protect him from ADE. I don't know what ADE is. This is the best. Another one. This is the best. Love that you included Dr. Malone and J.P. Sears and others. And they were willing to participate. This should go viral. And then he says, by the way, the algorithm. Oh, okay. Well, this is a comment by the guy. The guy who made it is called High Res. H-I-R-E-Z, High Res, and he's funny as hell. He says, this song deserves millions of views. This guy and guys like Tom McDonald, Chris Webby, Burden, Messis, Bryson Gay, Topher, Tyson James, etc., and the are the artists we need to prop up. Here's somebody says, this song will be on all streaming platforms this Friday, January 6th. Ha ha. And, that's High Res. High Res himself talking. I so needed this laugh. This is a viewer. Thank you, Dr. Malone, JP, High Res, and all the other critical thinkers that keep me sane. Dr. Malone, he says, absolutely love it. I'm glad he got in on the fun. That was great. How true. Keep rapping the truth. And here's one. Discobulus says, High Res dropped more truth bombs in one song than Matt Taibbi did with the whole Twitter Files mixtapes series. Bless him. We need more of these artists in our American culture. I almost died laughing at this until I realized everything they're saying is exactly what's going on. Then I almost died crying. Damn, I'm sharing this. And on and on and on. This song is absolutely the best. Finally, someone with balls to present what many people don't see. Viva High Res, with you, bro, since 2011. He says, it goes on. 4,000 such comments. I was reading those in order. All articulate, all right on the money. So that's one reason to say, maybe we're winning. Because people are seeing the truth. As bad as it is, people are seeing how bad it is. And maybe that's a sign we are going to win. See you all tomorrow night here in the Trump Clubhouse. So long.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.